Queer Kid Stuff LGBTQ Channel Targets 3-Year-Olds with Non-Binary Teddy Bear. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 28, 2019. Queer Kid Stuff is an LGBTQ YouTube channel that targets preschoolers as it seeks to instruct them in gender ideology and social justice. Lindsay Ammer, the creator of Queer Kid Stuff, says her YouTube channel features an LGBTQ+ and social justice web series for kids and families. Ammer draws toddlers into her worldview with what she says is a non-binary talking teddy bear in a repertoire of Sesame Street-styled LGBTQ songs she sings as she plays a ukulele. Videos in the series include Learn Your LGBTs, in which Ammer teaches young children what lesbians, gays, bisexual, and transgender individuals are, and the different sexual identities people assume. Other videos include What is Gender? Unicorns Are Queer Horses, I is for Intersex, A is for Asexual, What is Privilege? And Transitioning, all topics Ammer apparently believes are on the minds of preschoolers. In the video What is Gender? Ammer and her teddy bear teach toddlers, did you know that some people aren't boys or girls? Some people are boys, some people are girls, and some people are people. Transgender individuals, Ammer says in the video, are people who do not identify with the gender the doctors tell them they are when they are born. Bad Doctors reads a recent post at Fourth Wave Now, a site that welcomes the views of parents skeptics who question medicalizing gender atypical youth and that promotes free speech, science, and rational feminism. The writer continues. Do tell, readers. When you were 3 or 4 years old, would the words identify as make any sense to you? Can you picture your mom or dad casting aspersions on those dumb doctors who jumped the gun and stupidly told your parents you were a boy or girl? When Teddy expresses confusion about how to tell who is a boy and who is a girl if all of them can wear ties and dresses, Ammer responds, that's actually really easy, Teddy. All you have to do is ask someone what their pronouns are. It's easy, preschooler, states Fourth Wave Now. Just take a few minutes out of your busy play day to inquire whether Jimmy or Judy were assigned the wrong sex at birth by doctors. You know, doctors, the people your parents told you to trust when they jabbed you with those ouchy pre-K shots? Ammer touts as credits to her website. The Huffington Post calls Queer Kid Stuff a groundbreaking YouTube educational resource. Teen Vogue praised their episode on consent during the height of #MeToo that shows exactly why there's no excuse not to grasp consent. Even toddlers can understand it. By giving kids and their families a vocabulary to express themselves, Ammer is helping to create more empathetic adults and spreading a message of radical acceptance in a world where it's sometimes dangerous to just be yourself, the bio continues. I want kids to grow up and into themselves with pride for who they are and who they can be, Ammer says. While Ammer recommends adults watch the videos first before showing them to their toddlers or preschool students, she does direct them to another site called isjaysbetter.org/glossary for assistance in the language of gender ideology in order to facilitate the preschooler's learning. Her videos have corresponding activity sheets and lesson plans for teachers to use in classrooms as well as queer-inclusive classroom tips. In August, Ammer joined other LGBTQ+ individuals with YouTube channels in a federal lawsuit against YouTube and its parent company Google. As Variety reported, the coalition alleged sexual orientation discrimination against the tech giant by restricting their ability to make money off their videos. Variety reported. In their lawsuit, these creators allege that YouTube regularly labels their videos as offensive or sexually explicit simply because of their sexual orientation. They also allege that their videos are regularly being demonetized, that YouTube changes their thumbnail videos, and excludes them from content recommendations, resulting in suppressed view counts. We're proud that so many LGBTQ creators have chosen YouTube as a place to share their stories and build community, a YouTube spokesperson said, according to Variety. Our policies have no notion of sexual orientation or gender identity, and our systems do not restrict or demonetize videos based on these factors or the inclusion of terms like gay or transgender. In addition, we have strong policies prohibiting hate speech, and we quickly remove content that violates our policies and terminate accounts that do so repeatedly, the spokesperson said.